So let's welcome the notables to South Main Baptist Church.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful setting. We just love it. We're so glad that we were able to come down here. I'm going to take the keys off of the local little Presbyterian church compared to y'all. I'm Sandra. The notables have a long history, well, about a 21-year history. We started out under the auspices and the umbrella of the Houston Symphony and stayed there until the pandemic hit. And then when, of course, I know a lot of you must go to the symphony, and, you know, the chorus was shut down for, 2 years with Betsy. And so we decided that we would like to come back to singing before the symphony was able to enact everything. So with precautions, we sang in mask last year. We didn't like it, but we sang in mask. Because what we do is travel all over Houston. We go downtown to the medical center sometimes. We're in a lot of places out and singing for a lot of organizations out in the Clear Lake, League City area, Pasadena area, all over southeast Houston. But we also come down here. Today's, I think, the first trip we've made downtown since the pandemic, I believe. And as I'm sure you all know, with every choral organization, the pandemic has hit us hard. We had about 70 people before the pandemic. And so now we're building back up. We've got about 50 now. But, of course, there's people out today, as there usually is. But that's our MO. We have enough people so that we go no matter what. So many thanks to Greg, who has desperately been trying to get in touch with me for a couple weeks, but I hold about 3 choral jobs, and he would always know when to call when I was in a staff meeting. I think that was a plan. And then also one of your members, Beth Watson. Where's Beth? Right here. Beth engineered this whole thing. So thanks to her, and many thanks to the Precinct 2 buses that we got to bring us down here today. Our programs change according to kind of what time of the year it is. And, of course, we know not only is this voting day, and you got after them about voting, didn't you? Okay. I warned them back in August, this is going to be on voting day, so do it early.
And
he didn't say vote often. He just said remind them often. Okay, we know. Then we change over in about another 2 weeks to Christmas. And we have at least 7 performances at different churches and all that kind of thing during Christmas. And then in the spring, we change again, and we go to Valentine's. That's when we usually sing down at MD Anderson and all over. So thank you so much for having us today. We really enjoy sharing the music, and this is a dedicated bunch of people back here. So we're going to do a lot of patriotic, and some of it you're going to help us with, so be prepared, okay?
Johnny could only sing one note. Johnny could only sing one note. And the note he sang was this. Was his name.
I was a retired teacher. I'm used to telling people what to do.
And where to go.
Happy birthday.
our wonderful soloist, and she's going to tell you what she's going to sing. Okay?
Okay. My name is Rhonda Hargrove, and we're so happy to be here with you today. I'm going to sing I Must Tell Jesus with Blessed Assurance. And when I get to the part for Blessed Assurance, you're going to sing with me. And the rhythm might be a little different, so just watch and hold it and enjoy it. Okay. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help. For His own, I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
spouse.
Marines, we got Air Force, we got
Army spouses,
all the Coast Guards, we got everything, right? Well, when you hear your song, you gotta stand up, okay? And show us that you know that it's your song. Okay? Here we go. Because it is better.
Two, three, four, wherever we go, you will always know.
Hi, I am a native Houstonian, and this area is very familiar to me. I grew up in Willabend area, but my daddy was born on Kipling, not too far from here, and my grandmother's home was on Caroline. So these are my old stomping grounds and very dear to my heart. We would drop off my older brother for basketball practice here at this church at the gym. Our next door neighbor was a member of the church here, and so my brother got to play basketball with him. Okay. Please, I'm going to sing the first verse, and then I want you to come in. I know you've heard it. These were my lullabies. My daddy was a singer, and it is called When You're Smiling. Okay. When you're smiling, my voice is gone. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun, that old sun, comes shining through. But when you're crying, you know what you do. You bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again when you're smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Now sing with me, please. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again when you're smiling. And when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. That's for your daddy.
Betty's also a retired teacher, and you know, when you don't do it right the first time, you do it over again. But we won't make you do that today. Okay, here's another one by Ken. The composer is Ken Medema, I think he's been here, yes. And it's called Down to the River to Pray.
Listen to your children.
like in the last song, we may all need some prayers. And so the words talk about, you know, and so we sing. Whether young or old, we're on a grand adventure and our story should be told. Celebrate the music in every living thing. And so we sing from our hearts, each in our own part, and so we sing, and so we sing. In the Methodist church that I'm